When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tommy, what's your problem with Vans?
I don't like them. I would never wear them. Sean, who's from New York, got me a pair of Vans. What are you doing? Take these back, bro. Go throw these on the telephone wire. They were Mets Vans. I don't care. That doesn't mean that just because they're blue and orange, I'm going to wear everything. I don't even know how he's like, where he wears Vans from. It's crazy.
So he buys you a gift and your way of thanking him is, fuck you.
I didn't say fuck you. I told him when he got the gift, I'm never going to wear these, bro.
You told me to put them on Poshmark.
Yeah, I told him. I told him I'm never going to wear these. He's like my brother. I lived with him. Like, I know you 30 years.
You know him. He knows you. Yeah, what are you doing?
We have the same birthday. We should be in sync on a lot of that. You should know well enough to know that, yeah, Tommy's never going to wear these.
Mean scene. What do you call him?
Mean scene.
You're a very difficult person to get gifts for.
Not at all.
Unless it's a Mets thing, you're very difficult.
Not at all. Like, I like things. So, like, if you want to go to do something, we could go do something, you know.
You mean activities, not
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I like to do stuff. I'm not into...
You like an experience.
Yeah, I'm not big on clothes, you know what I mean? I got no clothes. I don't need, you know,
I do like shoes.
I like sneakers. I do like sneakers. But even with that, I got enough sneakers that I don't need sneakers. And I'd rather get the sneakers because I know what I want. I don't like when someone, you've done that like three different times and they're obviously the most expensive pair that were there. And it's just like, no.
You've loved a lot of the shoes.
Yes, the Jordan ones you got me were fantastic. They were fantastic. But the last ones you got me on Christmas last year were awful. It's like my feet are in, you know.
A vice?
Yeah.
One said I have big feet, and then today he's insulting my shoes again. So I feel like it's just like a tough crowd.
Maybe. Might be a tough crowd. Again, you have to understand, it all goes back to my mother. My mother had dinosaur feet.
But she was tall.
They were so fucked up. This is like
that's
before.
That's so rude to say a woman who was working for her life. She left you a savings. You just collected it.
Doing everything she could to like provide.
You started a book foundation.
Carrying the load for fucking 2,000,000%. Yeah, all those great things.
Like,
but her
that's
feet
important.
Were fucked up, bro.
Pertinent like, to the story is they were messed up because she was working.
My punishment, like if you. I would get in trouble a lot, and that would be my punishment. I'd have to give her foot massages.
I like that tradition.
She would wear fucked up high heels that were like three sizes too small because she hated that her foot was gigantic, and she stuffed them in there. It looked like fucking like bread in a vise. It was looking, and then she come home and she fucking make me massage
bread.
And like, you know, I'm talking with cream and shit. Oh, bro, it was it's disgusting.
It's
man.
Just so disrespectful.
It's so gross, Ma. You're out there listening. That was good. Checkmate, Ma. Checkmate, because as far as punishments go, I don't know if you could get worse than that. I don't know. Maybe if you wanted me to rub your feet, but your feet aren't nearly like I would do that. And I have done that because if they like I joke around, your pointer toes right now, both of them have these knuckles that are formulating in the toe. That
not true.
They now look like rival gang members. Like one of them
not true.
Has a teardrop tattoo and the other one just has a gunshot wound.
No.
But as bad as yours are, like I said, man.
I just have one.
It's like playing with a unicorn compared to like having a tangle with my mother's feet. Those are like junkyard dogs, bro. Rabid junkyard dogs.
What's a junkyard dog?
Like you don't ever want to pet a junkyard dog.
I want to snuggle with a junkyard dog.
You go feet first. You'd be able to tame it. You'd be able to scare them.
All dogs need love.
Yeah, man. Not yours. Not those toes. Those dogs are barking.
You're so mean to me about my feet. You're personally, so mean about my feet all the time. Now you're dragging Gnarled's feet into this.
So yeah, I have a habit. Like I look, that's something that I look at. And I don't have a foot fetish. Like I don't give a fuck about feet. So it's not a fetish, but it's just something I look at. Like Gnarled has a bigger size foot for someone her size.
Gnarled.
My mom was big. My mom was 5'10". So she had a giant foot. It made sense. But she hated that it looked big. So she would ram them into shoes that were too small. And then she'd be on her feet all fucking day.
I always get whatever size shoe I am. I've never had big foot shame.
No,
or
but
anything.
You don't wear socks too. Oh, like you'll go out for all day long and without a sock and a sneaker. And it's like, come on, what are you doing? Let us hose you down the front yard, man. Don't come in the house like that. It's craziness. It's craziness. It's crazy.
Anyway, stay away from my feet.
No problem. Okay. No problem.
And they're very pretty. There be a lot of people that say that my feet are not bad because you already established how bad they're going to be, that people are expecting them to be really busted and they're not. All right. So today we're going to talk about Tommy's high school reunion. What was it? Your 20-year high school reunion?
I think probably 20. Year? No, 10 year. How old do you think I am?
32?
What? Yeah, so, like 90210 when we were all 40 in high school.
What do we do? Like, you have a high school reunion. I remember this was like something that made me so nervous because you were going to go back to New York without me, and I was not okay with that. But you had to go.
No, and you kept acting like, I don't care. Yeah, of course I invited you. The whole point
you
of
didn't
you
invite
were supposed
me.
To, you were the thing coming. Trust me, I don't care. I went to Christ the King High School.
That's
in
a
Queens.
Big deal. Why is that school such a big deal?
Well, it's got one of the best basketball programs in the country. You know, Lamar Odom, and like everybody knows Lamar, but not just Lamar. There was Eric Barkley, Speedy Claxton. That's three first round draft picks in the NBA were on our high school basketball team.
So
it's legendary. But also at that time, Bob Oliva was the head coach of Christ the King. He is the
Christ the King.
Christ the King.
Got it.
Yeah. What'd you think I said? Christ the King?
It sounds like you're saying Chrysler.
Yeah, Chrysler.
It just is.
Okay, so yeah, Bobby Oliva.
He gets so mad.
Because what do you, really? You think I went to Chrysler High School?
I don't know, honey. I'm asking.
Where'd you think?
I'm learning.
Okay, you went to the school with me. You've been there. You were in the building.
We walked in Goodfellas style through the kitchen. No.
So yeah, as I was saying, my high school, you know, is a prominent one, especially if that's, you know, Bobby Oliva was the Jerry Sandusky of Queens. Like, he was molesting all the kids that played basketball. This all came out later. There were kids that went to my high school that during their lunch break would go rob banks and come back because it was like the perfect alibi that they wouldn't get caught. My high school was fucking nuts, but I had no desires whatsoever to go to a high school reunion. But a buddy of mine that I grew up with, he hit me out of the blue saying, well, you know, I got the thing in the mail. Why don't we go? And then it was like karmic because within like the same day, another dude that I played baseball with in King hit me up about the reunion, but it wasn't because he got notified. It was just
you get
it
through
random.
Facebook,
so like,
right? You didn't get it through Facebook like everybody else does?
No.
You
got
to be
no.
on Facebook to get a high school invite unless you're
That's
still
what
getting
I mean. This wasn't
home.
Like that. If it was, that would be a little bit more like, oh, everybody, but it wasn't. It was like random that I got hit out of the blue by two people saying, let's go to the resort. I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'll go. And, you know, I'm with you. I'm like, she'll be a fucking hit. This will be great because I got thrown out of King. I didn't even graduate. Mm-hmm. I got GED, folks. You know, I got thrown out with like, you know, 4 months left.
Mm-hmm. But I'm proud of you for getting that GED.
That was Terry McGuire.
Amazing.
But
that's my mother-in-law, you guys.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about her today.
Yeah, this is the trip that
the
you
McGuire's.
Met her. This is the trip. We had been back to New York a couple of times, maybe a few times, right? But everything was straight to the city or the wedding. So, you know, we didn't get a chance to meet them yet. Plus, I think she was still a little bit guarded and apprehensive because, like, that's, you know, it's me and my family. You know what I mean? I think she was still, the friends are cool. I don't know if I'm ready to meet family yet.
Well, it's meet the parents.
Yeah.
You're right. When we would go to New York in the past, it was going straight to the city, doing Watch What Happens, doing press, going right back home. But this time we were going home. We were going to meet the McGuire's.
Well, she wasn't coming. She was supposed to come. And then something happened work-wise where she wasn't going to be able to come.
Me.
Yes, you.
I wasn't,
who else?
I thought you were talking about Terry.
No, you weren't able to come. You had to back out like the last.
Are you sure I didn't pretend? Like, can you
at this hindsight, point, maybe you were pretending. All I'm saying is that you bailed.
Your reunion comes around. You decide that you want to go. and I pretend like I have no interest because I didn't think that your invitation was strong enough.
And Jimmy Maguire, that was the other one. Jimmy Maguire was the third one who doesn't do any of that shit, was like, yo, high school reunion, 20 years, we're going.
So the background is that when you emancipated yourself, you became adopted by the Maguires, and that made you have instantly two brothers, your same age. All of these people are in our lives, they're at our wedding. These are like my in-laws. I consider Sean and Jimmy my brother-in-laws. I consider Terry and Richie Shams's grandparents, and that's 100% what they absolutely are. So for you guys that always hear about my mom and dad and Tommy's parents, the ones that are here that took the place of his mom, Frances, who passed away, are the Maguires.
Yeah, when my mom died, I went to move with my grandmother, and she, like, it just didn't work, man. The person that I am today, that I'm sitting here, that everybody, you know, that knows, or everybody that knows, I would never be this person if I continued to stay in that environment. No one ever hit me. There was never anything like that. It just, you know, it was like walking into 1942, just a different time and a different place. Everybody was real negative.
What's,
you know,
in 1942?
You know, the 50s. I don't mean specifically 1942. I mean, like, just walking in to a time machine of
yesteryear.
Because
that's like a big tequila brand right now.
Yeah, just a long time ago. It was just very, very old-fashioned. It was not me. That's one of the reasons that, like, when your mom gives you, I can't tolerate that. You know, I dealt with that. I literally left the house I was in, and I'd, you know, sleep in the park, or I'd, you know, there were boats in Howard Beach. There's a marina, and I would sneak on the boats and sleep on boats at night. I didn't like where I was, so I'd rather do that than live there. The Maguires, you know, Jimmy brought me home one day, and Terry had some premonition before that, that someone was going to deliver her a son, and you have to talk to her about it, but whatever. She was like, you're not going anywhere, you're staying here. And since then, you know, I've been part of their family, and I love them, I'd do anything for them. But you hadn't met them yet, and going back, they were having, like, they do it often. They have, like, family get-togethers, stuff like that. And their family's big, you know. There's, like, 30 of them that go to one of those family get-togethers. So there was the party as well as the high school reunion.
There's a family reunion going on in New York. There's your 20th high school reunion going on in New York. I'm going to meet them, but at this point, I'm telling you, like, I don't know.
Yeah, and you got to understand, I've done things for her to this point. Other than the wedding, anything I've had to do, she's bailed last minute. Like, yeah, yeah, we're going. Yeah, 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 yeah. And then last minute, she bailed. Can't, got this, can't, got that. So
but
it's like,
this time, I don't know if, like, people do this when they're sensitive in their relationship. And I was very, very sensitive in the relationship. And I wanted at that time to be so emotionally spoiled by you in a way that if I didn't get that extra attention, I would, like, freak out on you, and I would lie or make up something and say, I can't come, so that you would beg me to go, so that you would make me feel like you don't even want to do this unless we're doing it together.
Well, yeah.
Which was like a very, very immature game, but you know what? It got me to where I am today, married and in love, right, babe?
So I just assumed it was another one of those instances in which she was just going to bail. No problem. You know what I mean? Like, at that point, I was used to it. So it wasn't like I was that broken up about it. And plus, going back to Queens, it's not like we were going to somewhere where I'm not from. Like, that's my home. So you don't want to come? Fine. I'm good. I'll still be all right. But because the Maguires were having their reunion or the get-together, there was no place for me to stay. So I had to get a hotel room. She didn't like the sound of that. She liked the sound that I'm going back for a high school reunion.
Red flag, everyone.
Yeah, I'm going back for a high school reunion. What? The family that you always stay with, no problem, you can't stay with, so you have to get a hotel room.
Oh,
and
man.
They're like, it was all stuff that she wasn't, you know, like, she wasn't cool with.
Can I back it up?
Sure.
It's like, I never knew that you wanted me to do something, because you're a guy, and the way that you invite me to things, it's so low key. You're like, barely give details.
She's so full of shit. You are so full of shit.
No, like when
I wish that we
DJs
got a time machine and everybody out there that's listening could fit in it and we could all go back. Do you understand? I was going to bring MJ from Shaw's with me to my high school fucking reunion. I got kicked out of the school. Half these fucking teachers told me that they'd fucking, you know, I'd be dead or in jail. I'm coming back on a parade float. You understand? Like, yeah, fucking I'm coming back with a marching band. We're coming in. We're coming strong. And then she fucking bailed on me the last minute.
No, so it's I pretended.
Like, oh, all right. Oh, no worries. You know what I mean? So, but if I had to act like I was like, huh, yeah, you want to come with me to my reunion? Bro, I was like, babe, you're coming with me to my reunion. That's why I'm going.
I sound like I was a brat.
You were.
And I'm not anymore.
No. No.
But
listen, for the first
then,
2 years of our relationship, you were the biggest brat I've ever met. I dig it. I did crazy. But like I said, now we're at a point that we need to evolve and mature. We got a kid. We can't be bratty. Otherwise, he'll see
well,
the
I also
behavior.
I don't feel that
And you're
way.
Not. You're not anymore. You're
I'm
not
like faking being cool now.
No, you're not. You're not. I think you've evolved and you've grown a lot. I think you've matured a lot.
I don't think I would be able to hold up this act if I wasn't actually
no,
being
you've
who
grown
I am.
Listen, I love who you are now. I loved who you are then, but you were just a big brat.
Maybe I'll go back to that a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. The sun can see it. That'd be great. I want to kill both of you. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's good. Wait. So here's the recap of the recap. We're supposed to go to New York. We're supposed to meet the Maguires. These are my
in-laws. Yeah, like they're looking forward to meeting her. Like, this is all happening.
And then I back
then,
out.
Yeah, like a week before.
On purpose.
Like, shortly before. And I'll give it to her. She played it off real fucking well. Like, I thought she wasn't coming. Like, I was, again, this had happened
a
in
disruptive,
the past.
I wanted to be disruptive. I wanted to be emotionally disruptive to you. I really had some weird, what do you call it? Like a twitch? Like a weird personality thing.
You
that
thought
I,
that there was going to be 15 hookers and 25 girls that I went to high school with all in my hotel room.
Yes.
And we were going to be getting crazy. There was going to be like.
Basically.
Yeah. Like, you know, lube and fucking.
That's true.
It was going to be butt plugs and fucking nuts. It was going to be crazy.
Do you know what I thought? I figured that because all you and I did in our relationship until this point was pretty much stay home with each other and have a lot of sex. And so now I'm thinking, can you survive a trip to New York without having sex?
But it's not just that, ladies and gentlemen.
For like 5 days?
It's not just that, ladies and gentlemen. She's right. It was just us, and it was us in our incubator, and it was so fucking great.
It was.
But anytime we stepped out of that, I've already learned she's maybe top 3-4 jealous women on the planet. I've learned it. You know what I mean?
Now so, I'm not anymore.
No.
But back then,
yeah. Like,
I was like, I don't know why,
Told her friend, I told her friend and Gigi's friend, too. What was the fucking, that chick? I don't remember her name. I said, yeah, that's a nice dress. You look nice in that dress tonight. My wife didn't come home that night.
No.
You got to teach her a lesson. She didn't come home.
You were intoxicated, so you gave the compliment to this woman, very nice lady, so much that you made her uncomfortable.
Shut up. Again. Okay.
She was like,
I wish she was here. I wish
you
she
would
was
compliment
here.
Her.
Yeah.
And she would look at me and be like, I'm so sorry.
Yes. I'm
really sorry.
You're right. I'm so sorry.
I hope
I
I'm not
nice
like
my dress.
Giving your husband yes. like a chub because
yes,
he
exactly.
can't take his
no,
eyes
I was,
off
I was,
me.
I sat in the corner and walked off. Yeah. Yeah. Look at her in a dress.
I was jealous, but I told yeah. both of you in the moment.
Yeah, no.
How often does a woman admit right out, and I was like, you need to stop complimenting her on her dress and shut the fuck up. And she saw me do it, and you saw me do it, and we were both, me and the girl,
and
were
this
like,
this is just one instance.
This is annoying.
There was other instances. Like I said, it's already been proven at this point that my wife is the most jealous. Like, I'm surprised she didn't give me, you know, a water bottle filled with her urine and just have me sprinkle the urine outside the hotel room door just to mark her territory.
So you hop on a flight. Do I drop you off at the airport?
No.
No?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Yeah, I just sent you on your way.
Yeah, well, I went right from work.
Oh, okay. So you're pretty much like halfway to LAX where your office used
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, so that's, I was gone from there.
So you go straight from the airport. Did I go the next night? Okay, so you go, wait, don't tell this part yet. So you go straight to the airport.
I leave Friday. All right, the reunion Saturday. The Maguire's party Sunday during the day.
Okay.
I leave Friday night after work. Straight, Friday afternoon.
Straight from work.
Straight from work. Go right to the airport.
I don't take you to the airport.
No.
And then what happens?
I fly in.
You get picked up by the Maguire's?
No. I think Vinny picked me up.
Okay.
We go to the hotel room.
What hotel was it exactly?
The same one that you and I stayed at for Vinny's wedding.
The crack one?
The Ritz Crackton. Yeah. Yeah. The Ritz Crackton. Yeah, that one. And that night.
That what happens.
You surprised me.
How many hookers came?
Surprised me that night.
Holy shit. I am one.
So you basically were right behind me. I'm surprised we didn't see each other at the airport. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm surprised. I was there. I got settled for maybe a couple of hours. Like, I went to grab something to eat with Vinny. I just, like, opened the bag up to unpack. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was, like, the dude from the hotel down, like, you know, to give me a crack pipe or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, they don't put mints on your pillow at this place. They put a crack rock and a pipe on your pillow at this restaurant.
So
that's their turn down service. It's turn up. They got turn up service. Turn up. But, so I thought it was like, you know, the bellman / crack dealer. And it was my fucking wife.
No, like,
surprise!
You know, like,
and she literally didn't even look at me, didn't give me a hug, didn't give me a kiss. She was like, move out of the way. And walked into the fucking room to do a search. She was like, where are the hookers? Where are the girls? I'm like, what are you talking about? She was like literally, she could have left.
No.
Like, that's all she cared about. Like, she could have went. Because the idea that she had to go to a high school reunion and go see the Maguires was like, oh, this is going to be, you know what I mean? Like, the reunion especially, you know, she's going to be on Front Street at a high school she didn't even go to. And there was no, like, she wanted to catch me. She wanted to Lorena Bob at me so bad. But, you know, there was nothing to do, bro.
But what do you think about how I felt? Why didn't I just ask myself, I would never step out on you. I was so in love with you. Why did I think that you would step out on me? Because, like, you just have no dick control because you just don't have any, like, you're so horny that, like, you would just be incensed by your sexual prowess and you wouldn't be able to control yourself because you're in a different area code.
I don't know. These are all questions you have to answer.
I mean,
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. I was fine.
In that point in our life, could you have gotten twisted and just accidentally slipped your dick in some other girl's mouth or vag?
At the Maguire's reunion. You
could have done it?
Yeah.
What about, like, going to Bridie's that night?
No, man. I was way, way, way too ossified. Like, I got very, very...
What's ossified?
Drunk. I got
way... Is that a real word?
Absolutely.
Ossify?
Absolutely.
Is that intoxicated?
It's beyond.
So you're saying if you were sober, you'd be able to do it?
No, I'm saying that I, like, something like that was the least thing from my mind. And you were the one, I don't know if you remember, at the high school reunion that, you don't remember that lesbian, because the way they did it, or the way they do it at King is it's not just your year. It's that year number. So my year was 97. So they would have everybody from 97, 2007, 87. It was a few reunions all in one room. Like, Craig was there. We didn't know Craig was going to be there. I'm like, fucking Craig's here. This is great. Craig's one of my best friends. He's the best. But there was some older lesbian broad that I think was in his year or the year above him that kept chasing you around the whole night. She kept telling me, like, the things she would do to you. I'm like, okay. And she looked like, I don't know, she looked like she was in the Hell's Angels. She kept telling me all the things she was going to do to you. We had a real good time, man. We definitely had a very good time at the reunion.
I would do very, 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 very well in the lesbian world.
Oh, yeah, man. You definitely would do well.
I would not last single on the market for a week.
No, they'd scoop you up.
If I switched teams.
They'd scoop you up right away.
So you're saying you weren't in the mindset of cheating. You weren't
I'm not that type of guy, man.
Can you just
tell me that you wouldn't do it
because you were too in love with me?
Yes, obviously. But
can you just tell me that?
But I also, I'm not that kind of guy, man. I'm not, I don't have a good poker face. Like, you'd be able to tell if something was up. You know what I mean? You could tell now when, like, something's on my mind or something's bothering. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be able to to look at you and be all right. You know, it's just, it's not who I am, man. I'm sorry. It's just not me.
So it has nothing to do with your love for me?
Of course it does. But that's, you know, I don't think that guys out there that cheat on their wives, it's because they don't love them. I think that it's something else. You know, I think that they more often than not love them very, very, very much. And then there's other reasons that they stray.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm not a strayer. You'd have to, you know some men that stray. You know what I mean? You should have to ask them, what is it, bro? What is it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what is
it? Okay. Man? Well, I'm not either.
Yeah, you know, that's why we connect.
But nonetheless, I was very, very paranoid that
you flew six hours, bro. Didn't even, you just moved the other way. Like, I was going to have so, you know, all these beautiful girls. I was going to bring them back to this crack den. Yeah. Yep. Sit out here and watch the neighborhood homeless hang outside. Romance outside our window. It's going to be beautiful, babe.
I don't know what the girls look like. You know, they're beautiful girls from Queens. I'm sure the most beautiful girls in the world are from Queens, New York.
Oh, they are, man. They are.
And actually, all your girlfriends are very beautiful, and they're all in shape. Like, they all go to the gym. They all work out, which is nice. Like, I just want to shout out to Queens, New York. You are a beautiful group of women. And even though I didn't know that yet at this point, I was paranoid about it. I was paranoid that it was the case and that I needed to hop on the next flight and meet you there.
Literally
and
next creep, flight.
Like creep. Literally creep.
Creep.
So creep. MJ creeps creep. Up on creep. Her then boyfriend, now husband. Yeah. MJ creeps up
we
on
were engaged
Tommy.
Too, bro. We were engaged,
meant
bro.
Nothing.
Meant nothing.
If not worse. Nothing. Like
this
now,
might have been the reason.
Now I really need
out.
To test you.
She was looking for an out. Like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Let me throw
You're
this
not
ring.
To be
I'm going
to
throw this fucking ring back in his face. I'm you know? Like, oh, shit, there's no girls in here. She almost looked disappointed. Like, oh, fuck, now I really do got to marry this guy.
I was testing you.
Yeah, man.
Looking for reasons to make sure that you're the guy. I guess since you weren't cheating on me with a room full of hookers, then that means that I have to marry you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad that I don't live in that stage of jealousy anymore. Like, I'm way more self-confident now. And I was already a very self-confident person back then. Don't you feel like it's a sense of romanticism? Like, do you feel like my possessiveness was endearing?
No.
You didn't think it was like cute? Like, oh my God, she's so into me. Like, she's crazy.
No, it just made you more wacky. You know, it was one of your wacky traits. And I dig a lot of them. I just thought it was hilarious.
Were you surprised?
I mean, I was definitely surprised in the moment. But like now in hindsight, knowing you sitting back, I'm not surprised.
No, but in the moment.
Oh, yeah. When I opened the door and it was you, like I said, I was very surprised.
Was it a baller move of me to hop on and scare you and be there?
No. We could have just taken the same flight. Like, you literally, we could have shared the same Uber. But you know what I mean? Like, what are we doing?
But like, whenever we get on airplanes together, you always have like a hoodie and you're like incognito. You're wearing your AirPods. You don't like talk to me.
I will say this, that you are a headache to travel with.
You are not fun because
I am
you
easy
fight
as hell.
With me.
I am easy as
the
hell.
The second we get in the car, I want to make conversation. You don't like that.
I am easy as hell.
I'm like, hi, honey.
And
our
you
trip started.
Are just, I'm your pack mule for one. You're two steps behind. All you care about is where's the bar. You know, it's
those
just,
are all really attractive qualities.
Yeah,
to
yeah. No,
travel with.
Nightmare.
You, on the other hand,
so you
don't
did save me that. You did save me
you're
that.
You're welcome.
You did save
You're
me
welcome.
That. It was definitely surprising to open the door and see you. Like I said, I thought you were there for my crackdown, turn down service, and you were going to give me a pipe or some shit. I don't even know. How'd you know? Like, they just gave up the room that I was in? Well, that's like this. What kind of security is that?
What
shit?
Are you like?
Yo, what room's Tommy
Obama?
In? Room 12. You know what I mean? What the fuck is that? What kind of protection is that?
You are
dude?
Not Barack
you
Obama.
You
could have
been there to kill
or...
me. You know what I'm saying?
No, dude. The guy recognized me from last time.
That's
he was like,
true. That's
oh,
true.
You're going to meet your husband?
Oh, no worries.
Well, he's not my husband.
Yes, But yeah, yes. What room is the inn?
Oh, here's a key. Do you want? He offered it to me. He literally, he saw me, and I spread the seas for people. Is that the right? The seas part for me. He literally thought we were checking in like at the same. I was so quick after you that I was probably like part of your check-in. So after the high school reunion, we all flocked to this one bar that's like a really big deal called Bridie's, Tommy.
The show, when they aired, when we went back to Queens, and the bar that we jumping on, that's Bridie's. It's a neighborhood establishment. It's one of the first places that we're gonna go when we get into Queens. You know, if you're gonna have a cocktail, you go to Bridie's. It's in Middle Village, Regal Park, Woodhaven Boulevard. Shout out to Bridie's. But everybody that was there, soon a whisper became a scream at the reunion. You know, everybody go to Bridie's.
Is that still the spot right now where we would go the next time that we go to Queens?
Absolutely. And it will be the spot for the next 50 years too. You know what I mean? It's just the way it is. It's a staple.
So we go to Bridie's, and at this point, I think both of us are you blackout drunk? I feel like I might be a little bit, not blackout, but like.
No, we're both intoxicated and tired. We did a lot of traveling and.
We're tired.
Started drinking right away. A lot of alcohol. Bridie's was a good time. You got into your first New York fight at Bridie's.
I'd only qualifies if I didn't get to like. Yeah,
you
got
to throw a punch to be in
my
a fight.
My back was turned.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, in my wife's situation, not everybody is happy. You know, there are haters out there.
No, but I'll tell you what happened.
She bumped into a couple.
No, what I think happened in hindsight is that when you get drunk, you get in your feelings. And I was thinking about my dad. Like, you get in your head because you're tipsy. You get emo. And I think I might have, like, made eye contact with someone that thought I was giving them side eye when, in fact, I was just, like, sad.
Well, there's still no reason for them to try and, you know,
jump
beat
me.
You up. You know what I'm saying? And I remember that
I didn't see it happen.
I was outside, so I didn't, you know.
I didn't see it happen because, like, the girls came up from behind me and started pulling my hair. So I just held my dad's chain with both of my hands because I was like, no matter what happens, I just don't want this chain to get lost and break off my neck.
Yeah.
And it's like a tiny little gold box chain that I still have to this day. It's not like it had any ice or anything on it. It was just the most simple thing.
Yeah, and it's from your dad. You know, just till this day, it's one of your prized possessions. The house could be on fire. You're looking for like five things.
Probably just one thing.
No, my baby, Toya, and a few pieces of jewelry. And I would have to fend for myself because you would definitely not be looking for me.
I mean, do I really have to worry about you not being able to make it out the door?
No, I'll be all right. I'll be all right.
No, I don't think it's about jewelry. It's about when like, you know, like you have a Mary. If your mom had a Mary or your grandma or like there's like one tiny little thing. It's the size of a penny, but it's worth more to you than anything else in the world. That's possession. It's an inanimate object.
Yeah, it's priceless to you.
So the girls were probably trying to drag me. But like, lo and behold, before anything could happen, Jimmy McGuire had me in a car. Yeah. Like he shoved me in a car immediately to safety. And the whole thing was over.
Yeah, I didn't even know what happened.
None of us did. Neither did I. It was insane. It was probably like one of the coolest things that has ever happened to me in my life. I don't have any older brothers. Jimmy McGuire is my older brother now instantaneously. Like the first day I meet him and he's already saved me from my own first fight. Attack.
Yeah, you literally.
I didn't start the fight.
You literally had just met him too. Like he came to the reunion
hours ago.
He was the first McGuire you met. So you met Jimmy and you met Sean too. Sean's Jimmy's brother.
And my Terry brother and Richie, well. My now in-laws.
Yeah, Sean's coming here today.
My now mom and dad in-law.
Yes.
Terry and Richie.
These are really nice people. Like anybody that ever meets them would walk away,
feeling warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, feeling lucky that they met them. You know, so there's not everybody that
like
you go
your
through
heart,
life.
Your
yeah,
heart
you walk away feeling better
just
about
feel
yourself.
Like
you know?
This world is full of, thank God, some good, good people.
You know, and Jimmy smart. Can be crazy. Jimmy can be crazy.
He's like a wild man. But also a teacher and is like he has a big job in a school district in Queens.
He's real accomplished. He's like, I still see
like
the Jimmy from
degrees.
When like we were kids though. You know what I mean? It's just, it's funny. You know, I guess that's with everybody in life. Everybody grows up but if you're fortunate enough to have friends for a long time, you remember them through the growth. But I mean, the first time you walked into the McGuire's, the next morning, you know, there was a bunch of them. It wasn't just them. There was like, 30, 40 people. Was it intimidating at all for you?
No. First of all,
you're good in the room, man. You are. You're good in the room.
I can definitely work a room. I don't get intimidated by meeting people. I get excited to rise to the occasion. I'm proud, like, my parents taught me how to be respectful, how to mind your P's and Q's when you're in a house, how to stand at the threshold, how to extend your hand, eye contact. I'm not going to be the person that's going to sit in the wrong chair at the dining table. I'm not going to open the fridge. Like, I'm not going to embarrass you.
Yeah, you're not going to hide either. You know,
and I'm not
going to
hide. I'm going to engage in conversation. Yeah. I'm going to answer in clear sentences.
Yeah, you're not going to be on your
phone. I'm open.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely don't put my phone out.
No.
I treat it like
worse than you.
You're
you know what
horrible.
I mean? Like, I'm awful.
Tommy,
I'm awful.
You reverted
like
to your childhood self and
like
you went into
my,
your room and you shut the door and you left me alone with them for like 4 hours.
Yeah, like, I don't even like I'm see you later.
Tommy,
you know what
left.
I mean? Like, that's, yeah, I'm awful in any of those situations.
You guys,
like, the
first
thing
time,
I want to do is do that. I want to go
first
sit time, like, oh, this
instead
is, this
of
is
like
terrible.
Introducing me and sitting next to me and rubbing my back.
All right, there you go. See you later.
Like, I just opened my heart. I saw these incredibly warm people that, like, when I just imagined
but
Terry
I also
and
know Terry
face.
You know, I know how Terry is, so like the second I passed you off to her, I know I could go hide in the other room. Everything's taken care of. I know you're fine. All you need is kind of a guy to take you through the house.
No
Terry
no.
would do it.
Terry and I are like, she knows that I'm an open book to her. Like, she's not nosy. She's not like Persians. Like, she'll be like, well, I'm going to let MJ share
100%.
What she wants to share.
Yes.
And then we'll talk about it.
She'll never impose.
No.
But whatever you want to talk about, she'll talk
anything.
About. And she's a smart broad. You know what I mean? She could give you, like, it's, I'm not saying it's always right.
Lived.
I'm not saying that she's going to, you're going to agree with everything she ever says, but it's still a solid point of view. It might not be something that you're necessarily thinking about even. You know what I'm saying? It's still going to be reasonable. Like, whatever it is that she's saying, there's still going to be, like, you have to take it into consideration. It's never going to be like, ah, this lady's bad shit.
No.
Like, sometimes with your mother, for example, not to insult anybody, but some of the topics, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Like, it makes you mental. Like, oh my God. Like,
yes.
You sound like a psycho.
And she speaks on it
That's
like she's an authority. You know what I mean? Like, they, like, it's like, you
like,
know.
Like, dude, you're not a doctor. Why are you acting like you know what the fuck you're
don't
talking
be
about?
Rude, you know what I mean? Like, Terry's like the opposite of that. She's also never going to overstep. She'll even say, I don't know enough, but this is,
no.
She's very easy to talk to. There's been many people that have come into that house, and there's been many conversations at that kitchen table. Many, many. In that neighborhood for a long time. They're real, real great people. I'm fortunate to have them in my life.
Every time I imagine Terry and Richie's face, my heart just turns into mush. I feel like safe in the world because of them. I feel like they've got our back. I feel like they're always smart and informed and know enough about everything in life that they've seen, they've lived, they've experienced, and they have your back. Like, people who don't understand what it is to be ride or die, this is what ride or die means. Tommy is what ride or die looks like. The Maguires is what ride or die looks like. They don't turn their back on you at the right or wrong time. Like, they always, always have your back. And there were times when I called Terry at 2:30 in the morning while I was pregnant. Right, Tommy?
Oh, hell yeah.
I was postpartum and I've called the Maguires in the middle of the night, New York time. I was going through egg freezing and IVF calling the Maguires at all hours of the night. And
oh, crazy.
When
yeah.
I met them, I just decided, like, I'm going to be a wide open book because A, that's me. And B, like, she didn't turn her back to me. She was open to me. And I was like, I wanted for her to know that I'm here to take care of this guy and love on this guy. And I hope that you guys see that I'm like, I just want to be an open book. And
they got a lot of life experience. Like, you know, they've been through,
they've seen some things, they've been through stuff. They're
you know?
Smart. They're educators. They're staples in our lives. They always will be forever and ever. And did you send a crab leg to Sammy?
Yeah.
What do you mean? How? How did you send a crab leg?
Crab legs and cheesecake.
Okay, before we go, I just need to get this one thing off my chest. So it's Sammy's birthday tonight, and we get this text message like, all right, we're going to meet at Members Only, whatever that place is. Like, and I'm like, where the fuck is Members Only? Is it possible that it could be close to Calabasas? Yeah, right. It's in the heart of Hollywood.
Well, I mean, that's where he
like
lives.
Six.
That's
yeah, it's like lives. A block around the corner from his house, his birthday, his plans. But do you think that friends, good friends, like Sammy's one of my best friends, expects me to venture out to his side on a school night? I mean, my kid is still going to wake up at 6 a.m. no matter what.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck that it's Sammy's birthday.
Can I just make it up to him, Sammy? Can we just take him out on Saturday?
I already did. I sent him crab legs and cheesecake.
All right. I think from
legendary places and not just like, you know, from the down the block.
Back in the day when I didn't have any babies, I remember my friends that would never come out because they didn't have a babysitter. They didn't want to get a babysitter. They were like, listen, let's just go out during the day. We can day drink. We can go to happy hour. I just have to be home by a certain time. Like, now I respect that and I understand that. But back then I resented it. Sometimes you just need to know when your friends need you to show up and other times when your friends will give you the pass. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Until la próxima volta.
I don't know what that means.
La próxima volta, the next time in Italian.
I hear you, man. You're linguistic.
La próxima volta. See you guys next week.
Later, Gators.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ. We're so happy you're coming on this journey with us. It would mean so much to us if you would rate our show, give us 5 stars, leave a nice comment, and subscribe so that you can stay up to date with all our new episodes. You could also follow us on all platforms at Till the Dirt with Tommy and MJ. See you next week.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.